This is KCUR 89.3. I'm Brian Ellison. Last week, local writer and artist Jose Fauss was inspired to write a poem, which has been circulating on social media in the days since. We sat down with Jose, and he told us what he saw in the video of Philando Castile's death, and then read us his poem, I'm Here Next to You. Here's Jose Fauss.
There's sun coming in through the window, and you see in a glare what is a gun, and you hear a man's voice, and you hear this woman speaking, and there is a man starting to slump. I see the glare of the light up to the left, the open window, the sky, the trees, the protruding thing, and then the wound, the crimson of that blood against the white. And I'm hearing her voice, respectful, fearful, contained. She was composed. And I'm hearing another man's voice yelling. You don't see her face. You don't see the cop's face. You just see a man dying slowly. About 5 minutes into it, I said, you know, I can't watch this no more. I mean, this man is dying. This is too painful to watch. And I remember reaching over and turning it off. And then I thought, you know what? I owe it to this lady. I owe it to her to listen. And I turned it back on. There was a point at which she finally is just overwhelmed. I mean, she just breaks down and starts screaming and, you know, just pleading what is going on. Oh, you know. There was this little voice, a little girl's voice. I mean, she's in the back seat of the car. She's watched this cop shoot her mother's boyfriend. And she's calm enough in all the despair and all the anguish and all the terror that has taken place to reach out and say, in comfort, it's okay, I'm right here next to you. And it just hit me like in the solar plexus. I just thought, oh my God. This is a call to us to do something, you know, to be something. I'm generally very suspicious of writing in the moment something very quickly that comes out of like this desire to just do that. The shooting from the day before was still in my head, and I had been compelled at that moment to do something else, but I resisted. And then when that video happened and I saw it, I said, no, I got to do something. And I started writing. This thing had just come together and presented itself to me, and I had a duty to write it. We don't have a real good connection. You know, we communicate through text. We look at our Facebook feed. We, you know, try to filter all these different voices that are telling us this is the truth, this is the truth. That's the world we live in, you know. And so that's what I wrote the first stanza, and then the second stanza, I knew right away what it was going to be. It was that little girl calling us out to be there, be part of what it is that we have to fix. Cops, us folks, all of us, we just need to start standing next to each other, you know. I think we've opened such a deep wound right now, we have to stitch it up. And then we have to look around and say, what is it that's causing this, and we need to fix it. We'll have to fix it. We know that. You can't deny it anymore, you know. The news came like it comes most days now. Late at night, a feed on a Facebook page, a text from a friend, a notification from sources used to filter out truth, create a narrative to make sense of a world spinning counter to our hopes. It's okay. I am right here next to you. She says it softly to a mother, at last overwhelmed, soothing her and with her eyes demanding we be present. Stand next to each other to fix what needs fixing. Her words not the headline, but the clarion call. It's okay. I am right here next to you.
That was Kansas City writer and artist Jose Fauss sharing his poem, I'm Here Next to You. That story was produced by KCUR's Andrea Tudhope.